Hello everyone, welcome to the commentaries this month. This time we've got episode 19, so let's take a look at that. Episode 19 of Pokemon Horizons. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, click, and that's when I'm going to click play, okay? 3, 2, 1, click. Okay, so we're going back to the pendant thing, that's good. We're going to visit a grandmother, awesome. She hasn't been through too much when it comes to an anime protagonist. She hasn't even been dead yet. It's so weird that we're going to Galar and not, you know, Paldea. You'd think we'd be going to Paldea. You'd think they'd be advertising the latest gin, but I guess not. I guess we're back to Galar to shill the previous gin. It's so weird to me. I mean, why aren't they in Paldea? What the heck? Useless steam. Now, is it made entirely by Pokemon, or do they actually use traditional coal? Probably is a combination of the two. Don't want it to be like Pal World, where all the factories are just tor coal being abused. That came out of her arms. I'm still not comfortable with kids having coffee, but that's just me. I just feel like kids don't need any more energy. At least not the one I have. I like how they put the Japanese people put the H on it like a southern person. The Mahwhip. Mahwhip. You need to ghost ride the whip. Oh no. Yeah, got to get through the front one because that would be too confusing to stop and start. So we still have to sit through the entire opening. The opening is pretty good, though. I mean, like, it's nothing on the original, but still. Yep. There's Mahwhip. It still feels like I'm eating a bit of the Pokemon, though. Like, where does Mahwhip stop and Mahwhip's cream end? And, oh, that's such a gross thing to think about. Okay. Yep, dab, da, da. I mean, it's got that nice inspirational thing about it, but there's just something uniquely inspirational about 90s hair metal, and I think everyone agrees on that. Some people don't like that particular brand of inspirational, but nobody can deny that it is a unique one. I hope we get more of that bad team soon. I really want to see that bad girl that keeps going gaga over things. Of course, more Dot is always what I want, but we'll see. But according to the title, this one's more about Mahwhip. Bobby, have you seen Mahwhip? I ain't found my whip, Dad. Okay. No, I can't do Bobby. I can maybe do a small Hank, but unfortunately I just don't have much of an American in me. Don't have enough American in me to be able to pull off the accent. We still need to know the Rogue Joy story, but we'll get there. Grandpa, don't polish your rod in public. Knuckle City. I didn't realize the cities had different names in Japan. I really should have. Oh, that's so annoying. Fun fact, I went to Melbourne in Australia. When I went there, they actually have an underground there, and I was excited to go on it, but no joke, they were down for maintenance when I visited. It was so weird. It really does happen. I mean, it has to happen on some days. Why not a day when you're visiting? It means we got to go on the trolleys instead, and they were really cool. Although they were absolutely cramped. You didn't have to pay, though. Sorry. That's it. You didn't have to pay, though, because it was so cramped and the people couldn't get to you. I like to watch people eat. There's an entire subreddit about it. Pedophile. Yep. A prop, sure. And delicious edible prop. I'm on. I keep forgetting the name of the green starter. I'm on Sprigatito side. Special brushing type. Which Pokemon is it? Is it just Pokemon with fur that need brushing, or do they have to like brush Bulbasaur and stuff like that? This is, I've been very confused by this after Pokemon Concierge, where Bulbasaur is this thick layer of fur, which I find very disturbing. The rest of it's good. The rest of the show is good, though. It's just that one particular aesthetic choice I find kind of weird. I do like how it looks like a Kling Klang. That's cute. Kling Klang had to come from somewhere. That was in, but it was in Unova. It was colonized. I do like. Not Alola, Unova. You know what I mean? Ah, Brock's Brock's cousin there, apparently. Why? It's not a legend in this region, guy. So weird to just. I could never ask someone something on the street. It's just maybe that's my autism, but just, oh. Asking someone on the street just makes me feel icky all over. Battle Cafe? Man, maybe this is Unova all of a sudden. Well, another thing that was brought over. That would be where we cut it, where we'd cut away to Team Rocket normally, but they don't even have another team here. I miss having a proper B plot. Oh, they got a South Asian looking guy with the with the Indian inspired elephant. That's kind of cute. It's Mr. Banana Chin. So weird when they bring in a character that looks like they're from a completely different show. Darn it, I can't quite pin it. He kind of looks like Tezuka, but it's not quite Tezuka. I'm trying to pin my finger on what it's either a game. Oh, what game does it look like he's from? Mitchell. Mitchell. That's a famous Mystery Science Theater one. Oh no, another challenge, just like the Psyduck thing. Don't no, he'll steal your Pokemon. Although that would be interesting. Yes, go ahead. Rivals, partners, former lovers. Is he an idol? Or... No, okay, rivals, not idols. When your idols become your rivals. Jeez, where have I seen? It's killing me here. He kind of looks like a Professor Layton character, but not quite. It's not what I'm thinking of, though. I find his soul patch and his soul patch and goatee highly disturbing. What a staggering coincidence. Is he meant to look like a bell with that chin strap? I mean that not chin strap, that goatee. This is like a Dine and Barrett situation where he had to adopt it after he couldn't take care of her anymore. I don't know. It's like Mr. Krabs. The plot thickens. Are you going to be very mysterious about it? Yep, he's going to be very mysterious about it. Unless we're going to get a flashback after the ads, which they usually do as well. Here we go. Flashback. Is it 3, 2? No, it's not a flashback. Unless he's going to do that now. Let's find out. He's been like this for 30 minutes. Yeah, never. Yeah, just Thank you. At least he pointed out. Spill, spill. Macho meal, that's cute. It's like marshmallow, but with macho, which means magic. That's neat. There's the flashback. Oh, I was hoping they'd do the desaturation. You always do a desaturation in a flashback. Nice panorama, though. And I do like how they changed the aspect ratio. That one is good, at least. Though you'd think if it's back in time, it would be 4:3 rather than a more panoramic view. Oh, it's not marshmallow. It's macho meal. It's milk. It's like milk, but it's magic milk. Lots of matcha stuff. Where does it come from? So we got matcha style and strawberry style. Darn it, it's killing me. What does it look like he's from? That does look really good. Although I've heard that Japanese cafe cakes, they tend to be more style over substance. Like they taste all right, but it's all about how good they look. It's not Tezuka. It's kind of like Professor Layton. Maybe I'll say Professor Layton unless I can think of a better one. Lupin the Third, maybe? A little bit. Kind of got a Monkey Punch vibe, but not quite. It looks like an upside down udder. I'm not a fan. I mean, it's cute, but just the fact that it's made of milk just sours it for me. Ha ha ha. Oh no, it's a custody dispute. Those are always ugly. Shinka Mitchell. Oh, that's right. There's I forgot it can evolve into different things depending on different situations. So he's a little bitter. Well, I mean, he is the matcha one. Mind you, matcha's not that bitter. The dark heart of Mitchell. It's kind of One Piecey, oh, but it's just so not Pokemon. It's driving me crazy. Maybe I'll never get it. Let me know in the comments if you can think of where he's from, or at least what his style is from. Jealous, jealous. Fuming on the inside. Grump. Oh no! How very dare you! Don't you dare waste food. Also, the slap isn't that good either. Looks like Mitchell's gone matcha green with envy. I wonder if that was on purpose that they made it that his sweets were all green. It's like envy. You want to go, bro? Dude, he's a twig. Don't. Ah, no, I know what they mean. They mean a Pokemon fight. Oh no, they're talking to. Oh, sorry. I thought they were gonna have a Pokemon battle. Oh. Wow, it was that simple? That's pretty pathetic, man. Milky matcha. He sounded angry at him, but now he just seems more shy. It's completely flipped. I mean, maybe it was because of the thinking back, but man, that was a little contrived. It's like before he was like, no, I will never work with him again. He hurt me too badly. And now he's like, oh, I don't know how I could ever apologize for him. I don't know how to approach him. It just seems very on a dime. Gee. That's Japanese for stare, apparently. It could also mean that he's let his jealousy fester and grow. And now he's willing to do anything, and he's got to slit your throat in your bed. No, he'll just eat your dreams, but you know what I mean. Yeah, we listened to the words that you just said where you said you didn't know how to apologize. Everybody get into your soap opera positions, facing away from each other. It's kind of weird to say that to an underage girl, guy, but I get what you're saying. I get that he means like a cute kid. Just weird subtitles. Ooh. Again, he's back to angry for some reason. When all he was... whatever. It's just a little round of jealousy. I mean, I get this is for a kids' show, but still, they could have fleshed it out just a little more. Perodim. Okay, I get that. That's like pero, which means lick. And mixed with cream, I get it. I have done one move, therefore I am strong. Tarple. Oh, geez, that's just a bit too much today. Oh, you know what I mean? Well. Is that what Melt does? If it's hit by an attack, it'll take away the status effects of other Pokemon? That's really specific if that's what it does. Now, you should explain what Melt does. I was actually curious. Missed opportunity there, guys. He looks like that... looked like that guy from Demon Souls. Is this like some kind of weird terrestrializing? Except this time it's custardalizing? I don't know, creamalizing? Ugh, creamalizing doesn't sound too good. I'm not sure that's tournament legal. But what? I'm on Liko's side this time. Is he whipping magma? What is this, Minecraft? They're mixing together the vomit of various Pokemon. Ah, that's what they like to do. They're getting their groove back. But not so much that he's going to leave the team. I think. Unless we're going to pull a Brock, but I doubt it. I mean, he hasn't had much to do, but at the same time, doesn't seem like they want to get rid of him. They want to make sure this is a big found family. I have to find out, though. What did that do? Oh, the sweet scent. Right, right. Made it smell sweet. That's what it's all about. It's about providing people with unhealthy food. No, I'm being silly. You don't speak for my whip. You don't speak for my whip. Weirds me out. You could have just said that around the start. It's so silly. Yeah, He's going to come out with a sweet. He's going to be out with a sorry sweet. I knew it. Called it. Freaking called it. Came out with a sorry sweet. The way they say it, it sounds like a southerner talking about his car. My whip. Oh, they use it together. What? She just found a strawberry, a big suck. How long ago was this? Such a really silly feud. Thought he was gulped the whole thing. My! Whenever I see a masculine guy go, my, I always think of Kiryu. Thank you, Liko. They're just like me for real. That's true. Most grown-ups are faking it. Oh! Just show them. Just show us Kabu and leave it there. Yep. Uh-huh. So, they're going to do the gym leader battles or what? That's so weird. Okay, what's the seminar? Is it... they're going to talk about how you can eat her. Create a certain thing. You know, the thing is, dairy, it's its own milk. And is it pregnant? Has it been fertilized? Okay, so... What do we think of that one? That one was actually quite a fun one. I mean, the plot was really simplistic and you could see them things going away and there wasn't much of an actual battle. And when they did have a battle, they didn't explain it well enough. I didn't know what Melt actually did and I was actually curious about it. So, I mean, it's nice and simple. It's nice and simple and fluffy, like a cake. This episode is like a cake. Not very nourishing, but sweet and cute and fluffy. So that's probably like not a Pokeball because I enjoyed it. Probably a great ball. Who's the guest? Are they going to bring in? Are they going to bring in Mitchell? Mitchell Rapp. Oh no, it's Roy. Oh wait, no, they do the guest in the last lunch. Yeah, guest. Mitchell? Oh no, it's Murdoch. It's nice to have one that messed it up. That's cute. Even if we get hurt and stumble at times, what matters is that you don't let food-based grudges ruin your life. It's cream. Closely related to Ma Whip's emotions. What happens when they're angry? Is it spicy cream? I guess if she's angry, it's sour cream. That'd be cute. Unless you're lactose intolerant. All right, next is going to probably be proper battles, hopefully. Or again, they're advertising the previous generation. What is up with this? Are they like doing it for... like Pokemon Unite or possibly like Deck Masters, what's it called? The Pokemon Masters X or something like that. Well, anyway, it's battle training. If battle training's done right, it's a good time. So we'll see how that goes. Thank you guys for joining in and I'll see you in the next video.